High Saturday around 70. A few of the storms could be on the strong side. Keep our weather app handy. It'll turn windy and sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday as Arctic air pours into the area. Sunday's high temperature may only be in the low 40s, but the wind chill will make it seem more like the 30s. Monday morning's low may be 26. Wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Vandals hit a local church, leaving behind a graphic and vulgar message on a church bus and trailer. Montgomery police are investigating the incident at Eastern Hills Baptist Church. Church leaders say they have security cameras at the property. Authorities say a man drowned while running from Troy police after a traffic stop. Police say the man took off running and tried to swim away from officers in a private pond. The man then began to struggle. His body was recovered several hours later. And education, infrastructure, and quality of life are three areas Montgomery City and county leaders say they're focusing on right now. Mayor Todd Strange says the election of a new school board and the city's push to become a smart city are two recent examples of progress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising attracts new customers and heightens your name recognition. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly. Then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
if it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The feud between the president and the speaker of the house only getting worse.
President Trump grounds Nancy Pelosi's overseas trip.
I think the actions of the president were petty.
Rudy Giuliani grabbing headlines.
The president's personal attorney now says he doesn't deny that the Trump campaign may have colluded with the Russians in the 2016 election.
I never said there was no collusion between the campaign.
Stunning to report.
The Trump administration does not know how many children were separated during the family separation policy.
In New Mexico, a rescue underway after an avalanche buried skiers as well as snowboarders.
A hotel worker that a jury awarded more than $20 million because her boss made her work on Sundays.
From the Central Plains to the Northeast, heavy snow is forecast across the Midwest, with the Northeast getting the worst of it late Saturday through Sunday. A blast of Arctic air.
Rare and frightening sight.
The biggest great white shark on record was spotted in the waters off Oahu.
The 20-foot-long shark is more than 50 years old.
Looks good for 50.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card for Fresh Market. Then any caller, yes, any caller, can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? Things worth $60 that you pick out at Sweet Creek Farm Market. It could be all ice cream. It could be all cakes. It could be all anything. Or it can be an assortment of my favorite things, and you can bring it to me, and we'll split it. 272-9228. A reminder, folks, we have some cold weather coming in, and it's James Cole says you need to cover those pipes up. He would love to have your business, but not because it's a tragedy-type situation. But follow his lead. You know, go and get some stuff for tomorrow. That rain starts coming in tomorrow. I think it hits Montgomery around 1 or 2 o'clock. I'm going to have finished all my things, and I'm going to be sitting at home right next to a fire and be cooking out in the garage tomorrow night, and probably going to do some chili along with my steak, some would say snake. And by the way, Fresh Market has got the bone-in ribeye on sale and the New York strip prime on sale. And it is, let me tell you, it is really good. My son called me yesterday and said, Dad, I got to tell you, that prime New York strip was just incredible.
I don't usually go for New York strip when it's choice, but when you get to that prime level on a New York strip, the marbling is magnificent, and it cooks so well.
It cooks so well, and it's not as porous of a steak as a ribeye, and it's not as fatty as a steak of a ribeye, but you know what? That's what butter's for, you know what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
Let's go to the phones, let's go to Bonnie.
Yes.
Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, is this Dan?
This is Dan. Is this Bonnie?
Hey, yes, sir. I wanted to tell you that the 2019 March for Life has started, and I just found out that it's $100,000 if you break an eagle egg or a turtle egg, but it's all right to kill our babies.
There you go. I was down at that event when Reagan called into it in 1981.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was really something. That's the first time a person had ever done that.
And well, there's more now than there's ever been, more people up there. I had two grandsons went last year and 2 years before that. And it was I was very happy that they went.
Yeah, it's a good event. It's really coming, bringing people together are very conscious of the abortion issue.
Yeah, it's very important for our country to be killing their babies. It's not good.
No.
And the Lord will not like it if we don't do something different.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. Good day.
You too. Okay, News on 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. So, let's see where we were on Newt Gingrich here. We finished three. No,
yeah, we're on four.
Okay, so he's going to be talking about the hostility between the Speaker and the President of the United States, and he feels that Trump kind of got the better of this.
Yesterday was one of the political jujitsu moves I've ever seen, where the president 2 days ago was caught by surprise, perhaps, and went silent when he was basically disinvited to give the State of the Union address. The president didn't respond. When he got word, according to the White House, that they were about to take off on a military aircraft to go to what they thought was Egypt, Brussels, and then Afghanistan, he immediately turned the bus around and stopped the plane and said, come back and negotiate. What do you first characterize where this fits in the history of this country?
Well, look, we have never seen the level of hostility between a Speaker of the House and a President that we have with Nancy Pelosi and President Trump. I mean, Nancy Pelosi has gone out of her way to prove that she is his mortal enemy, that if she can destroy his presidency, she will, that she will not. When he said to you the other day, if I give you everything you want, would you at least agree over the next 30 days that we could solve the wall on the southern border? She said no. So she's saying, you can give me everything I want. I'm still not giving you anything. Now, then she decides on her own, and by the way, I dare her to put this up to a vote of the House because I think her own party will repudiate her, but she decides she's going to postpone the State of the Union, which she thinks shows she's tough. So the president comes back and says, you want tough? I'll give you tough. You're not going to go out, you're not flying a military airplane.
Right.
Now, I also think he had a good point. Why is she leaving the U.S. for 7 days while federal employees are not being paid? Why is she not sitting in Washington getting her job done, mm-hmm. finding a compromise? And I thought from the president's side, it was a home run for him to do the way he did and send her the note that said, of course you can go commercial, but frankly, you ought to stay here and negotiate.
Let me tell you something else that she did. She corrected the president saying, we're stopping in Barcelona for the pilots to be able to rest. Now, I have flown on a ton of SAM missions.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I mean, we would do things like we'd be flying and we would be seeing like five cities in a 24-hour period.
Right.
They keep a pilot on board that is rested if you are going to be nonstop.
Okay,
but you're
yeah.
not flying for 7 days.
Right.
You're not flying for 7 days. So while the plane is down on the ground, where Nancy's out piling around with the military, you hear this. That was the lamest argument. And what somebody should do at the White House is pick up the phone and call the military office. And then the military office, which operates all of those special air mission aircraft, all that, say, tell me what the plan was. And tell me who said that the pilot needed to have rest. Because I can tell you, it didn't happen. That was a total made-up thing. Now, it may happen that, well, while you are in Barcelona, then the pilots are going to be resting during that time. And you're out seeing the sights and you're doing everything. And what she did is she totally misrepresented that. I'm telling you, what I bet you that what happened is Barcelona was a stop that the pilots were chartered to go have rest while they were wining and dining in the town. And if there's anybody in Maxwell that's either former Air Force One advance or familiar with the SAM missions, I'd love for you to call in and tell me what you think, because out of all the ones I did, and I mean, we did a ton of them, because we'd always, anything overseas, we'd fly Air Force One to where all the places Reagan was going to go. Pretty cool landing in on Air Force One when you got visiting in a city. And Ruddick would always fly, because Ruddick, who was our pilot at that time, wanted to land in every single airport and take the route that the president was going to take. We'd always duplicate it for him. And this is just total El Toro poo-poo. Total El Toro poo-poo. And somebody needs to call her out on it. She would look really bad if they did. And it's a big lie. So Gingrich is going to talk about Trump and the fact that he is a fighter. He's a street fighter. And the Dems haven't met up with this. Notice he said he hit a home run last time. I think the part about her being gone, and particularly if it is true that she is going to take commercial, then, and watch what she's going to do. She's going to go take commercial, and she's going to stay in Barcelona for like 4 days. Watch. Had nothing to do with the pilot. Nothing to do with the pilot. Pilot was sleeping while they were whining and dining. Nothing to do with the pilot. Let's listen in to this second part.
Do you think he was doing that out of retaliation, or do you think he canceled, his trip to Davos or his administration's trip to Davos? He canceled.
Oh, come on.
So is it retaliation, or is it a little bit of both?
I've written two books about Trump, and I've known him a long time and watched him carefully. I don't know anybody who is more predictable at counterpunching. You hit Donald Trump, he picks up a large log, slams you across the head, and says, see, you made me irritated. And I think she punched him, and he was looking for an opportunity to punch her back. And I think from everything, in fact, I was watching your show earlier today, we had a woman on who was saying, I was so proud of him for canceling her plane.
Right.
I mean, she handed him a huge softball and said, please knock it out of the park.
Knew when you were speaker, would you have ever suggested to Bill Clinton, hey, don't do that. Let's postpone the State of the Union because this just isn't going right. The government shut down, can't protect you.
Look, even in the worst periods, which included, obviously, the whole impeachment process, he and I could always talk. I mean, partly, I think, we're both sort of graduate students. You know, we like policy. We mm-hmm. like ideas. We babble. We babbled with each other. So even when we were fighting, we were talking. Nancy Pelosi is not like that. Nancy Pelosi is a very tough machine politician. She has no interest in having a friendly conversation with Donald Trump. And Trump's a guy who's he's very happy to talk to you. But you want to pick a fight with him? I mean, I guarantee you, he's going to spend part of every day from here on out finding a way to cause her pain.
She's an operator. She's not a deep thinker.
Well, but she's a very people shouldn't underestimate her. She is a very effective, very tough operator, and the president is going to have to break her power in order to win.
He's going to have to break her power in order to win. I don't think there are any more truer words that have been spoken. Now, how he does that, I'm not quite sure. But he is going to have to break the power. And if there's a guy who can do it, I think it probably could be Donald Trump. We'll see in the fullness of time. Joey, do you still have the Pelosi? Here, I've got it. I'm trying to pull up Trump's letter to Pelosi because there's something that's kind of interesting in here.
Oh, yes.
You want to go to a break?
Yeah, we can come back with this letter.
Damn, our show, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 5757. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5757.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. Okay, so Pelosi isn't going to go to Afghanistan commercial. The question is, she going to go to Barcelona commercial? Now, bring your pilot with us so we can go to sleep in Barcelona. I'm sure you'll be working. And if she does that, will the press pick up on that?
Probably not.
You know, it just is amazing to me, these people who think that they're so smart, they cannot just put 2 + 2 together. and critical thinking. Okay, so remember that Nancy Pelosi said, we're going to pull the State of the Union, and because of a security issue, and mainly because there's a national speech security event, national special security event. So, Joey, I want you to read that particular paragraph for me.
In September 2018, Secretary Nielsen, for those out there listening, Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, designated State of the Union addresses as national special security events, recognizing the need for the full resources of the federal government be brought to bear to ensure the security of these events. The extraordinary demands presented by national special security events require weeks of detailed planning with dozens of agencies working together to prepare for the safety of all participants.
Guess what else is designated as a national special security event? Something that's coming up fairly soon. Within days after the State of the Union.
Stop teasing me, Dan. What is it?
The Super Bowl.
Oh. Interesting.
So if Nancy is worried about national security at the state capitol, which most of that security is Capitol Police.
Right.
Is she worried about the Super Bowl? And should she suggest that we cancel the Super Bowl? Somebody's going to think of this.
I mean, I guess the government does need to be brought to bear on an event like that with airspace and any sort of threat assessments and kind of real-time tracking. But I'd also imagine the NFL and all these private organizations have plenty of security ready to go, too.
Well, there's security, and then there's kind of the knowing, like the no-fly zone, no-TAM, so-called notice all airmen. and then you've got special detection type things, but they probably are borrowing some stuff from New York and things like that. But I thought that was kind of interesting when I discovered that.
Wow, I didn't know that. That makes sense, though, that the Super Bowl would be.
So let's do this. Let's continue on with the government shutdown, the SPAT. This is CBS. Government shutdown SPAT.
Okay.
Talks to end the shutdown are on hold, and the relationship between the two key figures on each side is under new pressure. President Trump abruptly denied permission for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to use military aircraft for a trip to visit troops in Afghanistan. Now, this follows Pelosi's request
notice
for the
troops
president
in Afghanistan,
State of the Union
Barcelona.
Address during the shutdown. Ed O'Keefe is on Capitol Hill. Ed, this is getting very heated.
The rebuke seen by many is an extraordinary breach of security protocol. The president not only revealed the speaker's closely held travel plans, he also forced her to postpone them. In a letter, Mr. Trump told Mrs. Pelosi, maybe it'd make more sense for her to stay here in Washington to keep negotiating.
We need strong borders.
The shutdown that began over border security,
without a strong border, America is defenseless,
is now a petty political battle with both sides exercising rarely used powers.
It's been a back and forth deal that Speaker Pelosi began. Really doesn't help anything at all.
The president's decision to delay Speaker Pelosi's trip came just minutes before many Democrats on the delegation boarded a bus for Joint Base Andrews. The bus left the Capitol, but then turned right around. In a letter to Pelosi, the president argued, in light of 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate.
So let's go to the second part of this story. We got some breaking news here. I need to read this article real quick.
But just last month, during the first week of the shutdown, the president used Air Force One on a quick top-secret trip to and from Iraq. And while White House officials insisted Mr. Trump's order was meant to encourage negotiations, Democrats were caught off guard.
I think the actions of the president were petty, mean-spirited.
Signaling the shutdown is far from over.
It's ridiculous.
In North Carolina, young parents Caitlin and Chris Fuller are worried about meeting their financial obligations.
We still have continued expenditures.
Chris, a scientist and EPA contractor, isn't guaranteed any back pay, so he's taken up substitute teaching.
They're,
playing games with each other, and we're the people who are hurting.
Now, continuing in his role as travel agent, the president has postponed his delegation's trip to next week's World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. But CBS News has learned the First Lady took a government jet last night to Florida on her way to the family's Mar-a-Lago estate. And we should point out the State Department is now recalling most of its personnel, saying it's found enough money to keep them on the job without pay for at least 2 weeks, starting on Sunday. John?
Ed, thank you. And remember, go ahead.
I was just going to say, what's noteworthy about that is that the president and his chief of staff make decision about where the presidential fleet goes. They can sign off on it. So they can deny a delegation, they can allow the first lady, or they can allow a cabinet secretary. But it's an interesting thing about the power that the executive branch holds in terms of this aircraft.
And it often comes back to aircraft. You'll remember in 1995, Bill Clinton and Speaker Newt Gingrich got in a tussle over Newt Gingrich's treatment on Air Force One. Gingrich said he wasn't treated very well, and that soured their budget negotiation.
You probably too.
Yeah, I was too
young. But that did happen. He came off of Air Force One, and they kind of took him through the back part of Air Force One, and he wasn't sitting up in the senior staff cabin with everybody, where you have kind of the presidential bedroom and lounge, and then you have the senior staff VIP area, and he right. went in the VIP area.
Oh.
Huh. Speaker of the House.
So he was treated like cargo?
Well, he was treated like regular passengers on the plane.
Interesting.
And there's a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you're up in the staff area, that's nice. And you got tables and you got reclining chairs. Once you go back to the next place, and you've got a nice seat, but it's just a nice seat type thing. So, 272-9228, that's where we are. Excuse me.
I just don't know how this ends, because we are continuing into this, and it gets more and more heated, and the media is now taking this opportunity with the government shutdown to throw out a lot more on the Russia issue, and the media with, obviously, people in government. We don't know their names. And I'm just wondering where the politics goes from here, and I guess you could look at Snap polling numbers, but I mean, like, the effects on 2020 and... It's just, I think we're in the thick of it, and I'd imagine even the principals, Trump himself and Pelosi, don't necessarily know where it's going yet either. They're just kind of dug in and waiting and seeing.
Interestingly enough, now Nancy Pelosi is blaming Trump. The reason she's not going is because of the leak of the security information of where she was going. How about them apples? News on 93.1, the Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back. Right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Lay down your money and you play your part. Everybody's got a hungry heart.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces Resources, who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The White House denies leaking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plan to fly commercial with a delegation to Afghanistan after the president denied the use of a military plane during the partial government shutdown.
We had a report from Afghanistan that the president outing our trip had made the scene on the ground much more dangerous.
President Trump tweets, why would Nancy Pelosi leave the country with other Democrats on a seven-day excursion when 800,000 great people are not getting paid? He pulled the plug on the trip a day after Pelosi told him to reschedule the State of the Union address. Three American troops killed in Syria are identified.
37-year-old Army Green Beret Jonathan Farmer of Boynton Beach, Florida, was one of four Americans killed in a suicide attack in Syria Wednesday. 35-year-old Navy Chief Shannon Kent of upstate New York was also killed alongside an intelligence agent, Scott Wirtz of St. Louis, Missouri.
Lucas Tomlinson at the Pentagon. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More weather changes are right around the corner. For today, mostly cloudy, a mild day with a high in the mid to upper 60s. Cloudy tonight. There could be a shower late tonight. I'm talking about after midnight, wee hours of the morning, with a low temperature 50. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms, especially by the afternoon and into the evening hours. And Saturday night, high Saturday around 70. A few of the storms could be on the strong side. Keep our weather app handy. It'll turn windy and sharply colder late Saturday night into Sunday as Arctic air pours into the area. Sunday's high temperature may only be in the low 40s, but the wind chill will make it seem more like the 30s. Monday morning's low, maybe 26, wind chill factor in the teens. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
So we're running down.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Friday. Let's go to phones and go to Nesta. Nesta, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Okay. I'd like to tell you about COPE. And I also wanted to tell you that I learned that 17 days after...
Nesta, let me ask you a question here. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Montgomery, Alabama.
Really?
Yeah.
What part of Montgomery do you live in?
I live, in the city. I live about a mile from St. Beach Church, and a mile from the store, and a mile, I live on Green Ridge Road. Green Ridge Road.
Okay, well, you're about the fourth person that has called in, and so, I mean, if you're going to say the same thing that other people have said,
know what they've said.
I know, but are you just calling radio stations to talk about the March for Life?
Yeah, I was going to tell you that.
Answer my question. Are you calling multiple radio stations?
No, just yours. I don't know any other radio station's number.
Are you a listener to my show?
I wasn't listening to it today because I was watching.
Have you been a listener to my show?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to tell you I learned today that 17 days after a baby is conceived in the womb of a mother, the first heartbeat can be heard. And I wanted to tell all the women in Montgomery, Alabama, and anywhere around if they want, they could go to COPE if they got pregnant, and they, if they wanted to keep the baby or, you know, to give it up for adoption, they could, you know, figure out what they wanted to do, and they could get free clothes for the baby and free other things that they needed, diapers and everything that's, you know, it's given to them. And we have huge things at our church where we give a lot of stuff, and all the churches around usually donate food, and I mean not food so much, well, some baby stuff, but the thing is they give diapers and clothes and for all ages. So I just wanted to let them know.
Well, I appreciate that, Esther. You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
Thank you. God bless you. So, do you think St. Bates is organizing this?
I don't know. I just know it's the March for Life today, and it's an important message, but it's kind of off topic.
Yeah. Well, when she said, are we watching it, is it on, like, NPR or something? Is that?
I could maybe C-SPAN. That sounds like
it's
a C-SPAN.
It's not on Fox.
No, it's not.
We know that. Let's look at the clips again. Nothing takes air out of the show like a talk like that.
No.
We have not done number two, right?
Or no, we have just done, did.
We just
yeah.
did number two. I bet somebody swerved off the road on that one. Will Hurd, who is someone that I asked Bradley Byrne about, was on CBS this morning. And you remember we talked about the fact that he is against the wall, and he's a Republican and has the largest part of his district. He's the largest member of Congress that has the wall is a border on his district. So let's listen into Will Hurd. This is quite a catch for CBS.
The partial government shutdown is now in day 28, with no talks planned to break that stalemate. House Democrats have voted to reopen government agencies, but President Trump says he won't go along without funding for a border wall. A few House Republicans have voted with the Democrats, including Congressman Will Hurd. He's from Texas. He is the only GOP member representing a district along the southern border, and it happens to include more of the border than any other district. There is much to discuss with you today, but first let's start with the shutdown. It seems to be so tit for tat and so personal. In the meantime, Will, you've got close to 800,000 people who are still not getting paid. You have any suggestions on how we end it and move along?
Look, I think the way we end this is stop with the preconditions, have everybody come together. Let's stop worrying about a Democratic solution or a Republican solution and come up with an American solution.
Sounds reasonable, but...
It is. And when you look at... Look, there's 400,000 people came into the country illegally last year. We have 67 billion illegal drugs coming into our country. We should be able to secure our border. But the people that are involved in securing our border right now are not getting paid. And so the people that are keeping us safe, not getting paid, they should be able to get paid for their work. This is having an impact on cybersecurity as well, because there's officials within DHS who are protecting our digital infrastructure. Not all of them are on staff. When we're fully staffed, we don't have enough people. Coast Guard, who's responsible for stopping a lot of drugs from coming in our country, they're having to go to food pantries in order to get fed. This makes no sense, and we should be able to work together.
Okay, so this is her, the one that I mentioned to Bradley Byrne about. He also is a guy that you may remember, but they... Beto O'Rourke and her drove from Washington, D.C. back home to Texas together. Democrat and Republican, people did kind of a story about that, that they found out how much they had in common type thing. Both of them, that was the first time I ever saw Beto O'Rourke, Francis Beto O'Rourke.
Francis.
So Will Hurd is he's going to basically say, you know, the wall's not really a very good idea.
You're a member of the president's own party. You're a Republican. Why not meet with him?
Well, look, I meet with everybody. There's a lot of conversations that are going on. I'm trying to talk about how we can solve this. The way we're going to solve this is with technology. Building a wall from sea to shining sea is the most expensive and
nobody's ever said
way
that.
To do border security. There are parts of the border where Border Patrol's response time is measured in hours to days. A wall is not a physical barrier when it takes you hours or days to respond to something. So we should be using technology. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, has new programs they're trying to implement, but guess what? We can't implement them because the government is shut down. And so this kind of conversation, we need to all work together to solve this problem. Let's talk about the Secure Fence Act, which everybody already passed. Let's double down on technology along the border. Let's make sure our ports of entry are robust. Hey, we're at 3.9% unemployment. We need workers. So let's streamline immigration at the same time and deal with the root causes, which is violence and lack of economic opportunities in Central America. State Department is shut down as well, too. USAID is shut down, and they have a role in doing that.
Okay, this was a Republican who just said a wall from sea to shining sea, which is not true.
Right.
Trump said, no, we're not doing that. We're putting the wall where it's necessary.
And $5.7 billion the ask on the table right now, maybe it ends up being less, would obviously not get you a wall from sea to shining sea. So it's not even on the table.
I'm kind of surprised that he said that.
Yeah.
That was a cheap shot type thing, picking up Democrat talking points. I get very concerned when I see a Republican picking up Democrat talking points that are, A, not true. Okay, so Will Hurd on the wall and polling in Hispanics.
Over on the big screen, we've
I messed that one up. That was the lost clip that we just had.
Number three, then.
Then number three.
Let's talk about the ramifications of the shutdown. You're a former intelligence official. How concerned are you about the TSA and what we're seeing at legal ports of entry right now?
The TSA is such an important group in protecting our nation. It is still easier for a terrorist, for Al-Qaeda or Al-Shabaab or ISIS to get a fake passport from Europe and get on a plane and come through our ports of entry. That's why TSA is so important. And the fact that they are some of the lowest paid federal employees in the entire government, the fact that they're having to work without getting paid, the fact that they're having to call in sick because they can't pay for daycare and they have to take care of their kids, you know, not having those people at our airport is dangerous.
Can you imagine, Congressman, if they all called in sick and just shut down everybody? Somebody would have to do something to get the country. You know, you talk about what needs to be done, and everybody knows that, but nobody's doing it.
Right.
The president has said this is such an emergency, it requires this shutdown. Order for us where the emergency, as you see it at the border, comes in terms of all of the emergencies that the United States faces.
Well, if it was an emergency, the people that are dealing with the emergency should get paid in order to handle the emergency. Look, $67 billion in drugs are coming in. That's a problem. In some communities, there are more overdoses from drugs or deaths from overdoses than being killed on, you know, in cars or in homicides. So that is a crisis that our country is having to deal with. But that's something that has existed over multiple administrations, and it's something we should be able to deal with, right? You do have people that are, you know, illegal kingpin human smugglers that are trying to...
I guess, Congressman, what I'm trying to figure out is whether maybe the measures are wrong to deal with this emergency, but you buy the idea that this is an emergency requiring this kind of emergency action. Are you...
No, I don't believe in the shutdown. That's why I'm one of the few Republicans that have voted to make sure we keep the government open. Border security is important. We can defend our border. We can chase ISIS. We can deal in Afghanistan. We can try to bring Kim Jong-un and North Korea to bear. We can handle all these problems, and the best way to do that is by making sure the folks that are on the ground that are dealing with these issues are getting paid and our agencies are...
Before you go, can I ask you about Beto O'Rourke? Because,
sure,
you know, on a road trip, you can either get very close or you can get very, very snippy with each other. He seems to be thinking about running for president. Do you think he should? I know it's his decision.
Yeah.
But do you think that he should?
Look, it's Beto's decision. I think
I know
he inspired.
It is, do you think he'd be a good candidate?
He inspired a lot of people. He's honest. He's charming. He's willing to work with folks. I got to have an experience with him, and we did the road trip where we learned way more unites us than divides us as a country. And that's something that I think he understands.
Would he be a good candidate, in your opinion?
I think he's going to have a difficult time. And this is something that he's going to have to explore and talk with his family. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of people are excited about his potential candidacy.
Let's go to the phones. Go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Damo Show on a Friday, TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
Hey, big guy. Are you ready for the cold to come in?
I'm battening down the hatches, Dan. I'm battening down the hatches.
That's what you got to do.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm having just the biggest laugh out of this Pelosi getting grounded thing, where Trump basically snatched the plane away from her right before they were about to board. I think it's just classic Trump, and I love it, actually. I know there's a lot of folks that probably get heartburn over it, or they do get heartburn over it, but actually, I heard it best described yesterday when somebody said, "Don't try to troll the king of trolls."
I like that.
And I think it just really goes to illustrate Nancy Pelosi and her little deal here that she's going through with not just the shutdown, but also the State of the Union. I mean, here she and a bunch of Democrats are. They feel perfectly safe and comfortable in taking a multinational taxpayer-funded junket all around, but yet they can't find the time or the security to have the State of the Union address. You know, it's like it kind of illustrates, I think, that point a little bit. What do you think?
No, I think that Pelosi going on the trip was a terrible mistake, because there's no way you can get anything done while she's gone.
Right.
And so that means that you had a 7-day absolute sure shutdown to continue with no effort to try to fix it.
Right. And it shows that she's really not interested in trying to fix it. Whereas, on the other hand, Trump is right there, perfectly willing to negotiate, and yet Nancy Pelosi, Senator Shyster, they won't, even talk to him. So, I think it's starting to really maybe sink in here with some American voters. And speaking of that,
yes,
Dan, what is the? I still don't see Trump's plan. Okay, all I see is he's going to just try to pinochle these two cats into, coming up and talking and negotiating. Oh, I mean, he said I've heard him say that there's a plan for the shutdown. What do you think it is? What could possibly break this stalemate?
I think that as long as Nancy Pelosi is not willing to give but $1 to the wall, that that's a no-starter with Trump. And his argument is, you're doing that because it's political. I'm doing it because it's needed in security for our nation.
Right. So this is going to drag on for at least another couple of weeks, I believe. And, I mean, can Trump effectively reopen the government on a, limited basis? In a national security type
without money from Congress,
essential personnel or anything like that.
Yeah, see, and people are not, particularly the people who should know, are not thinking through this. First of all, they go, well, you couldn't get any of this done when you were in charge of three branches of government, when you had the House and the Senate and the White House, and then the majority in the Supreme Court, but it's mainly the Senate and Congress and White House. Well, what stopped it was Schumer wouldn't give him any votes for cloture. That's right. What stopped it. And now Nancy Pelosi will not put any money in for a wall. And
exactly.
They're the ones that are doing this.
Right. And, you know, like, and I've said before, it takes time for the American people to digest this, especially given, you know, the negative coverage from the mainstream media. It's going to take a while. It's taking a while for people to actually see who it is that's stopping it. Because, in my estimation, Trump's not stopping it. Now, you know, he is, you know, perfectly willing to negotiate, and they're not. And so the more that people see of this, the better off it is going to redound to his favor, I believe.
Well, let us hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks for taking my call and batting down the hatches around y'all's places, too, okay?
You got it, buddy. You have a great weekend. News on 93.1. Craig coming back to you right after this.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly. Then, take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
the River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
No matter what you are.
272-9228, that's where we are. As we round up to the top of the hour. Guys, if you want to get in the Sweet Creek Farm Market, well, you better call. It's a gift basket. Value $60. If you haven't been to Sweet Creek Farm Market, you're missing something. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Craig. Craig, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday.
Good afternoon. First, can I get in on the drawing?
You certainly may, Craig. Give me your month and day of birth.
112.
You got it, buddy. Wait. You just had a birthday.
I did.
How was it?
It was great. I was at home, got to spend time with all my kids, and everything was great.
That's great. You didn't buy me a drink, though, did you?
Don't worry. I didn't buy me one either. I ain't drank in about 7 years. Ain't no point in starting back today.
There you go. Good boy.
That's right. Hey, you know what happened after he canceled the plane? Did y'all see that?
No.
He called Obama and he said, son, I just taught them how to use their phone and ink pen. Man, you could just see him standing up on that back feet saying that too. Golly.
Man.
That's how you use your pen and phone right there. I liked it.
Yeah, you don't even have to. All you have to do is do a verbal command on that.
Yeah, I mean, and there's no way to overturn it. There's no ruling she can get. She's through with that one.
Yeah, they she had the power to do the uninvite of the State of the Union, though I thought it was handled kind of shoddily. But he has full authority over the Special Air Mission Group.
That's right. Well, hey, you gentlemen have a wonderful day. What time y'all doing the drawing today?
We're going to do it in about 50 minutes.
Well, you guys have a great day.
Thanks. Appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Clint.
Yes, sir. Good day, gentlemen. How are you?
I'm really good.
Good.
Good. Hey, I just want to give some kiddos to President Trump for canceling that aircraft ride.
Yeah?
Miss Pelosi.
Yeah?
That was a good move on his part. I'm glad he did it. Now, are they going commercial anyway?
No, I thought they were, but then the report about an hour ago said they canceled the trip because Trump leaked where they're going, and so it was a security issue.
Yeah, wouldn't they have to pay for their own security until they got to Afghanistan?
Say that last part again.
Well, if they took commercial, they have to have security from point A to point B, from point B to point C.
Well, the speaker travels with security. She has her own detail.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we were talking about that earlier today with some friends. So. All right. That was it, sir. That's all I got to say. But I support the president. I think he did the right thing on this. And why they want to leave anyway with a shutdown and spend all that money?
No, exactly. I mean, if any of these damn reporters would just think logically through this, if she left, then there was no ability to negotiate anything. So
what is their problem? I mean, Trump, you know, the president told her, what do you want? Just negotiate with me on the wall. And she says, no. That's idiotic.
Well,
what is wrong with these Democrats today, Mr. Moore?
And, it's a political issue to them. I mean, think about this. For $5 billion, and there's pork all over the place that are done. For $5 billion, which I hate to say this as a conservative, fiscal conservative, is a drop in the bucket compared to all the other. Just say it's pork.
Yes,
then
absolutely.
It's not. Call it pork if you want to. That is a drop in the bucket compared to all the other pork that's out there.
It's pocket change.
Yeah. But it actually has, I mean, what they should do, and I think Trump should suggest this, is that I'm asking Nancy Pelosi to put $5 billion in for border security, and we'll let the Border Patrol decide where to spend it. Because they know the best. They know more than, you know, they know what to do.
I agree with that. You're the first one to say that. I haven't heard that before. That's a good idea.
Well, because then this crap about them saying, it's not effective. You've got people who are telling you, who are the ones on the other side of the wall telling you whether it's effective or not.
Exactly. Also, one more question. You talked Wednesday, I think, this week, about holding the address in the Senate.